This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
And ladies and gentlemen, Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Frog Boys here today. Hello, stranger.
Hello.
Did you bring antics at least for today? Like, I mean, or are you just cruise controlling on a Friday?
Antics? You think what I provide is antics? If I'm not providing real journalism, then yes, I have antics.
I have real journalism that I'm furious about right now. And it's by journalism, I mean, I went to my Hard Rock app. I am beside myself enraged because I've been talking about this all week. Everybody knows I like to lose my money, and I especially like to lose my money on Julian Hill anytime touchdown prop bet on the Hard Rock app. But there's a reason for it. Like, it has been at last year plus 1,000, plus 1,200, plus 1,500. I think at one point it was plus 2,000 last year. You know, and he got very close last year, like twice, but he fell on his face or he just yacked it up. He's a rhinoceros with hooves and shoulder pads on. Like, he can't catch. Very physical player.
I don't know
player.
Why his numbers are dropping.
Dude, yeah. I'm trying to figure this out because I looked in and I'm like, all right, well, because I thought it was going to go up during the week. I'm like, this is going to get back to normal because it was at plus 600 this week. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. It's at plus 425 now, and I find this very fishy. Somebody knows something. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to catch because he can't catch, but somebody seems to be tipped off to something, Leroy. As a person who's been following this stock for the better part of 2 years now, it doesn't smell right. Why are his numbers at that point? He's just a hair above Malik Washington.
Well, because he's the only healthy tight end.
Well, there is that. Yeah, there is that. Darren Waller, his numbers, he's at plus 375, but I don't know if he's going to play. Mike McDaniel, I think, is speaking at 11:30-ish today. So I guess we'll get an update on.
I don't understand. What could be wrong with him?
It says hip on the injury report.
But did he come to the team with that hip?
Dude, I don't know.
The old hip, bad hip.
Well, the old do it bad head.
He hasn't played football. And I'm more than sure they worked him out.
I would think so, but maybe he tweaked something. Maybe he tried being, maybe somebody tackled him in a practice and that was, you know, I don't know. Or maybe they're hiding him.
I don't know.
Because Tua this week was like, he was kind of like giving an Easter egg to everybody. He goes, oh, you should see some of the plays he's made. But then he was also like, but I don't know how much he's going to play. So I don't know if Tua was, you know, Tua, he has no filter. He's like Goran Dragic, too honest, right? So I don't feel like Tua's lying, but I think maybe he's like, oh, maybe he stretched out for an incredible catch and tweaked something. He's like, ah, hip. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking at his injury history, too, to see if he has a hip thing. No, he has hamstring issues that we should probably monitor, but no hip issues. Unless Lee Ward's even telling me that those are somehow correlated, which I know that happens, but
no.
Yeah, so I don't understand. This came out of nowhere.
But the bigger story here is not Darren Waller. It's what the hell is going on, Hard Rock App? What do you know? And why are you messing with me? Because you're taking the fun. If you guys think, and I'm going to tell you something right now, if you guys think you're going to get $30 out of me on Julian Hill, you're high as a kite. Because I will so make a parlay. I will make a parlay that is plus 4,000. And then don't think for a minute you're going to squeeze any more money out of me on this Julian Hill thing to even out the winnings because I'm trying to chase something. I don't need it. Okay, I'll find somebody else. Don't make me bet Alec Ingold.
Oh.
I'll bet Ingold.
Don't do it. Please don't. Please. Actually,
I'll do it.
Please don't do it.
No, I'll do it.
I don't think they would give him the ball near the goal line.
Nor should they. My only bet in right now is Zach Sealer sack parlayed with a Malik Washington touchdown. That was plus 1,100.
Yeah, that's good value.
But I gotta be honest, now that I see Froggy here, you know, this is the feel like we gotta get greedy today. You know, we gotta put together some kind of parlay, you know?
Yeah, buddy. I'm liking it.
Don't make me bet on Eichenberg.
I don't understand why are they messing with me? And if he comes out here and he looks like Miami George Kittle and I missed the boat on this, I mean, I'm going to be perturbed, but you know, I can't bring myself to bet on him anymore, especially at this number.
That's crazy.
He's going to have to hit it. And this isn't going to happen. Like it keeps going.
Wait,
down.
You know, what's
going
to happen. You're not going to bet it. He's going to score.
Yep.
Then you're going to jump back on the train, and then he's going to go to it, kicking the ball all over.
Probably. Yep. Man, maybe I've been his mush. I don't know. I can't deny it.
No, his mush is his hands.
I wish he had more mush on his hands. Softer.
Oh, my God.
The season kicked off last night. Eagles defeat the Cowboys 24-20. Jalen Hurts, couple rushing touchdowns. Saquon Barkley had a rushing touchdown. Dak Prescott, 21-34. Javante Smith had a couple of rushing touchdowns, and unfortunately, CeeDee Lamb had 7 catches, 110 yards, but the ones that he dropped, woo!
Yeah. I mean,
they cost them.
Wide receiver one makes those plays on every team.
Yep.
They weren't like the one at the end. If you're elite, you make that play.
Hands on it. Yep, he did. And it at least would make up for the bunny that he dropped.
Yeah, what was it like 3rd and 10 or 12, and right in the middle of the field?
That was tough. Miles Sanders, he had a bad fumble yesterday. So Cowboys definitely had to be kicking themselves, especially in a game where Jalen Carter got kicked out in 6 seconds. But alas, hasn't exactly been the offseason going strong for them. We also have action tonight. The Kansas City Chiefs take on the LA Chargers at 8 o'clock. That's on YouTube, regular old YouTube. So if you, it's not YouTube TV, regular old YouTube to watch that game
what
tonight.
Do you think, Leroy, you like that? You like that? Is that something that's good or you don't want to put YouTube on your
channel? I want to go to a channel on my TV and watch the game.
All right.
Yep.
That's what I got that big ass TV for.
That's fair.
You got the YouTube app. It's on there somewhere.
Come on, baby. It's free.
I don't know.
Who's broadcasting that for YouTube? Who are the broadcasters? I don't even know.
Well, that's a good question. Let me find out.
I have no idea who's broadcasting this game.
Who hired? They hired a couple of big names.
Let's see. Yeah, I remember Netflix had people for a little bit. Oh, okay. Here it is. It's Rich Eisen and Kurt Warner on the call tonight. To the NFL Network guys, basically. That's what they're going with.
How do you feel about Kurt Warner?
Oh,
you know, I think he's a little too cute on Twitter sometimes. Like he thinks like, you know, he's got some quarterback wisdom that I'm not trying to hear all the time. A little too busy with the thumbs, if you ask me.
I do like, did you see the sideline reporter for this? Is that that YouTuber that went to the XFL Destroying?
That's his name, Destroying?
His name is like D. De La Hoya or something like that. But he got famous because he was the first person before NIL who was forced to give up his scholarship because of how successful his YouTube channel was. He was a kicker for UCF. So they forced him to relinquish his scholarship, and he continued
with this ridiculous rule.
Absolutely. Especially now, you know, in retrospect, he can't get that money back that he lost, of course. But, yeah, he continued to chase his career. I mean, he's just a kicker, so there's only like 30 of those in the world. Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. it's in Brazil tonight.
Yeah,
this is
Brazil. So yeah, man. Oh, and finally, last headline here: the Marlins are back at it tonight against the Phillies.
I'm losing interest. I'm on life support with them.
Yeah, I know. Well, I get you, dude. I get you,
especially with football.
Yep, I understand.
Okay.
They had a nice summer. You know, it was
hey, you know what they did? Nice summer. Let me give them credit. They got us from hockey to football.
To be fair, we all thought they were going to be unbelievably bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're the third. They've been mostly a third place team all year. That's what they've been. Now, the Braves were surprisingly terrible. Now, not against the Marlins for whatever reason. The Marlins can't beat them. They've lost, I think, 7 out of 8, 8 out of 9 against them.
Trying not to give up 5 home runs in a game.
Sheesh. Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather announced yesterday that they are going to fight.
What?
What?
They are going to compete in a boxing match, an exhibition. The only details we have is it's going to be in the spring of 26. It is going to be put on by something called CSI Sports Fight.
Oh, there.
And we don't have a location. We don't have a date. We don't have a broadcast partner. But Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather, two of the biggest pay-per-view stars of all time, are going to fight. I don't even know if it's on pay-per-view, if it's going to stream. I have no details. But Mike Tyson did give a statement that said that I don't know why Floyd agreed to this. This is detrimental to his health. Although Mike Tyson did not look fantastic against Jake Paul. He is old.
Fantastic.
He looked terrible. He looked terrible.
He looked like if he wasn't fighting somebody, he would have just fell over on his own.
100%. And for whatever reason, we've decided. Now, I know he said some things about Floyd in the past. You know, like he's called him like a scared little man. I mean, he said that about a lot of people. But, you know, I don't know why. I guess they just like, hey, would you guys like a gazillion dollars to step in the ring with one another? And they both said, yes, we would. We'd like that very much.
Yeah, but Floyd is a little closer to his greatness than Tyson is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Tyson, we saw it. We just saw this against Jake Paul. I mean, like, this is, I feel like he's going to get peppered.
But here's the problem. Tyson can punch through anything that Floyd can put up there.
For how long?
Right.
For how long, though?
That's the question.
For how long? For a round?
I know. Cause... He had like 3 combinations where you're like, uh-oh.
Floyd Mayweather, Mike Tyson had more ass cheeks and impactful punches against Jake Paul.
Yeah.
So.
Looking at an
But people are going to, people will tune in. Like, it's very, like, he is. His staying power for people being fascinated to watch Mike Tyson, it's unlike anything on this on in the fight world. People still love and are fascinated by Mike Tyson, and you just can't look away. So, look, I'll watch it. Don't get me wrong, but you know, I don't know. I don't know why they're doing this other than money. No one's going to get knocked out. It's going to be ugly.
I feel like it's just going to be like them like sparring.
Hitter pattering, a little sparring match.
Mike
Tyson looked really good when we were in the pandemic and he fought Roy Jones.
Yeah.
He legitimately looked good. You're like, oh man, Mike Tyson looks a little bit like Mike Tyson. And Roy Jones didn't train for that fight very hard. But Roy Jones said like he was like peeing blood, like he gave it to him. And that was a true exhibition. They weren't going for knockouts. They're supposed to hit each other in the body. That was a true exhibition. But Roy Jones said, like, Mike Tyson gave him the business. He's like, that really hurt because he kept attacking my body. But that's still, dude, like, that was 5 years ago.
Right.
And he's, you know, and there's times where, like, he's had to go to the hospital and, you know, so I don't know. I don't know who's going to show up for this one.
And they're going to put a training workout video out and everybody's going to get excited. And, yeah.
Oh, I could sit on... used to be YouTube, but I can sit now on TikTok. I can watch Floyd Mayweather training all day. I'll watch Floyd Mayweather training over a fight any day of the week. The way he can hit mitts, the way he trains, like that honestly is more captivating to me than his fights sometimes. The way he's able to hit mitts, it's incredible. It's like a magician. Mm. You know, it's like when you watch Steph Curry go shoot before a game, you're just like, this is incredible. I can't believe the type of excellence this guy has. It's so cool. Shut up, Schmeathen.
Since they called you a dork, dude. Wow.
Shut up, Schmeathen. Just call me a dork. That cuts more than anything he's ever called me. Just calling me a dork.
It's a dork. Wow.
I don't care if he puts every fat pun on the planet. Don't call me a dork.
I'm a man.
I'm a man. And I will watch boxers hit mitts.
Gotta hit the mitts.
You like this dude has sent me more videos of Floyd working out.
Hitting the mitts. You're not even allowed to watch those videos anymore. You're banned.
No, Tobin says watching Floyd hit the mitts and work out is more exciting than some of his fights.
It is. It is. You don't like watching a guy prep and do his crap like a Steph Curry shooting.
So you're a big fan of 24.
24/7?
Yeah, 24/7. That's what
I love 24/7. Yeah, but I'll even just like watch even just YouTubes of like raw stuff. Like is fun to watch. No, it's fun.
You know what? I think you just like behind the scenes sports because
he likes everything but the actual event.
No, everything around it. I'm telling you, everything that's around it. You know,
telling me you don't like watching it hit the mitts? No looks. It's fun.
I mean, okay.
Those are some of the best hands that have ever graced a boxing ring.
You know, okay, but it's like a magician who makes my card appear at the top. I get it. You're going to make my card appear. I'm not going to know how my card's going to appear at the top. I'm going to think that I have this other card. It's going to appear at the top. Same thing with Floyd Mayweather. He's going to hit it. I can only be like, wow, that's pretty cool. But I feel like you're watching hours of him hitting mitts.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's fun. I love it.
I mean, Floyd is the reason why everybody else started doing it really cool.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So you are watching like the OG.
Right. Exactly. I don't even remember people hitting mitts. I don't even remember that being a thing before Floyd Mayweather. I remember people hitting.
Tyson would just destroy everything in front of him in his workouts.
Yeah.
And that was the thing with him.
Hit the bag, hit sparring partner. But they also, like, you never got to see Floyd spar. That was always a big thing. You only got to see him with either his dad or his uncle hit mitts.
He didn't spar?
They never showed sparring. Like, it was always a thing in 24/7. They'd be like, and now it's time for the sparring. And then the garage would always go. So you never saw it.
I hear some of these spar matches, the sparring partner ended up being the champ.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Canelo brought in Boots Ennis to spar for Terrence Crawford. And everybody's like, he's taking this seriously. Although Boots Ennis hasn't really impressed as of late. I really thought that guy was going to be like the truth. Yeah. None of these young guys fight anyone!
When is that fight?
What we got?
When is that fight again?
Next week. Canelo to Crawford? Next week?
Yeah.
Netflix.
Ooh, on
Netflix,
right?
Some of you guys fight each other, please!
Leroy?
Who do you got? Crawford?
I got Crawford. I think he's going to win an 8-4 decision.
Wow. Really?
So that's pretty dominant.
That is dominant.
Damn. I mean, we do this a lot with Canelo. You don't think Canelo has a chance?
Of course he has a chance. I don't think he's going to get that. People are like, oh, he's going to get knocked down. Like, he's not going to get that. Canelo's never been knocked down, I don't think. I think maybe once in his career. I think it was
Cotto's. Did Munguia knock him down?
No.
Yeah.
He knocked Munguia down.
Is Canelo not the favorite, though?
They're like, Munguia. Ba-ba-boop.
No. I think maybe – oh, no. I think maybe Miguel Cotto's brother got him, I think, knocked him down. But that's it. But plenty of boxers – have you know those slick boxers, like, they've gotten them, you know, he's not like, if you can move and you can frustrate him now, unless Terrence Crawford feels a little froggy, you know, but I feel like he's got a lot of pass to go win this. We'll take a break, back with more for this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. And to celebrate Frog Boy's return here on a Frog Boy Friday, He's brought us something. He's brought us a gift.
Time for a top 5 double dip, baby. Go to the next joint.
Excuse me? You double dipped the chip.
Double dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
All righty then. By the way, I had a great double dip while you were gone. Turns out Britney wrote horny little stories when she was a child.
What?
About One Direction. You got to ask her about it. It's crazy. So because she wrote these horny little stories, I was able to call her things such as Stephen Kink. My favorite one. This one was a little crazy. I'm not going to lie to you. I think I mentioned Edgar Allan Poe. That was too much, though.
Too much, dude.
My favorite one, though. She liked this one. Instead of William Shakespeare, William Shake That Ass. That was good. That was good. But, you know what?
All right.
I'm taking a step back from the silly.
Let's have a less horny double dip this time.
The original purpose of the double dip was to find you players, coaches, and those that played for both teams. So I'm getting back to the true spirit of the double dip with this one. Oh, Charles Dickens was good. Didn't have to change anything for that
it's
one.
It's not even original. Yeah, it's his name.
Yeah. Oh, J.K. Raunchy. I was on a roll. I really was on a roll. This is the top five people that appeared for both the Colts and the Dolphins.
All right. By the way, before you get there, Froggy, you should announce there's some news. Not surprising. Ooh. This is not going to do great for the Julian Hill odds for me, but Darren Waller, according to Mike McDaniels from Isaiah Smalls from the Miami Herald, Dolphins tight end Darren Waller suffered a setback while the team was trying to prevent one. Per coach Mike McDaniel, doesn't think that he'll play versus the Colts, but called him, quote, the most eager player to play. Okay. Whatever the hell that means.
That's great.
I mean, whatever.
Whatever. What do you got for us, Froggy?
Leroy, this is top five people who appeared for both the Colts and the Dolphins. You ready for this?
Yep. Coming I know one. I know. Can I name one?
No, because you're probably going to get it.
I want to call my grandmama.
Oh, rest in peace.
That is indeed correct. Rest in peace to our boy, Vontae Davis.
Man. Talented player. Very talented player.
Yeah, part of that duo.
Did one shush, though, the home crowd after an interception.
Very strange. Very strange. But yes, indeed, appeared for the both the Colts and the Dolphins. Respected corner. Had a good career with the Colts, too. You mean until, you know, just wasn't great.
Didn't he quit at halftime?
He did.
He did indeed.
Yeah, he did. He did quit at halftime. That was crazy.
That was.
Man, I've had a lot of thoughts that go through my mind during a football game.
Yeah.
Leaving never crossed my mind.
Never once. You're just like, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to get out of here.
There have been games where I've gotten my ass kicked too.
Yeah. Never
thought of that.
Also, yep. Some more injury news. James Daniels, starting right guard. According to Mike McDaniels, sustained an ankle injury in practice and is questionable to play.
All right.
Can't we just have 1 week of the line?
That'd be nice.
1 week! I'm waiting for the next tweet. By the way, Eichenberg is at a miraculous
call. Oh, yeah, Eichenberg. Yeah. Remember that one time he like fought off a boot just to play? He's going to do it again.
Tolman's like, no, leave it on.
What else you got?
Coming in at number four, this is a recent one for us. How about our boy Jacoby Brissett?
Beat the Dolphins last year, right?
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He played for the Patriots last year. I'm confused.
Didn't beat us, though? Oh, do we sweat?
He probably did. No, I don't think he did, actually. I think the Dolphins swept him.
Yeah. That Dolphins uniform didn't do much for his
what is his what?
It's a Friday fat shame.
Okay. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not fat shaming.
All right, look, you won't be able to fat shame this next guy. Hall of Famer, first ballot, Frankie Gore.
One of the greats.
Yeah. Yep.
Frank Love him.
Sure. That dude probably could still give you 20 carries for 85 yards.
Is his son on the practice squad of the Bills, or is he on the active team?
That was last year. I don't know.
All right. What else? Who else is in the double dip there, Froggy?
Just has him for the Bills. I don't see anything yet necessarily in regards to if he's a practice squad. Moving up the list, number two. This guy is a Super Bowl winner. All right. Mm-hmm. I know our boy Bob gets a lot of credit, but can't sleep on Mr. Earl Morrow.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. The reason why they went undefeated.
Why do his pants look like that?
Why?
That's the way they look. They didn't wear them tight leg huggers back then.
Look, he needed a lot of space with a wheelbarrow, but you know, he needed a lot of extra space there.
But yeah, a lot of people think of the undefeated season. They don't realize, you know, he was a backup that had to play a lot.
And give us one more, Froggy, here for the double dip.
Number one, Edgerrin James. No, I'm kidding. number one, of course. Don Shula.
Oh, Don.
The Don.
He's good. He was good.
Look at that Dolphins jacket, though.
He kind of had that Pat Riley, like, just
a little bit
look about him, right? Look
how yeah, a little
cool
bit.
Cool he looks with that, dude. I want that jacket. I want that turtleneck.
That is your top five double dip. It's time to take out your feather dusters, ladies and gentlemen, and tickle Leroy's fancy for week one of the NFL season. Next.
My fancy is tickled.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Old. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? You fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy.
Ah, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's.
My fancy is tickled.
Go around week one of the NFL season. Leroy, are you ready?
I am.
Here we go. Starting off Friday night. That's tonight, Leroy.
Yep.
Chiefs, Chargers in Brazil. Chiefs, 3.5-point favorites. Tickle your fancy?
Yes, it does.
My fancy is tickled.
For some reason, everybody's wondering whether Kansas City still has it. And they're looking at, you know, LA like the Chargers, like they're one of those up-and-coming teams. But they've been kind of, regardless of who's the coach, they've been right on, like, the playing equivalent to basketball, right? Mm-hmm. They're not the eighth seed. They're the ninth or tenth seed, squeaking in every year. So it'd be interesting to see because, like, if Kansas City wins, we're going to say, they're not close, right? But if you're not going to even be bothered if the Chargers win, they're like, Kansas City, they always start slow.
What about 1 o'clock? On Sunday, Dolphins, Colts, Indianapolis.
Yes.
Yes. 1.5 favorite. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah.
My fancy is tickled.
I want to see how much all this talk shows up on the field, right? We're going to be more physical. We're going to do things a different way. We got to, everybody has fun together when they're winning, right?
You know what they say, dude.
You know who your true friends are when things aren't going as well.
That is what they say. They all say talk is cheap. Actions are valuable.
I'm very interested to see, how they go about their business.
No one says the second half.
No one says that.
I just let it go.
Actions are valuable. That's what they say. Like, hey, actions are valuable, dude.
Take it to the pawn shop, dude.
What?
What about at 1 o'clock? Bucks, Falcons. Think you're fancy?
No.
Tampa Bay. Okay.
No.
What about
that division? That division doesn't tickle my fancy.
Fancy.
What about
not tickled?
Bengals, Browns, Cincinnati, a 5.5-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy? And he's frozen. And he's gone.
Right.
Marcos, tickle your fancy?
Shador's not playing, right? It's not
gonna happen. No, Joe Flacco.
Okay. All right. Although the biggest bromance brewing in the NFL is between Joe Flacco and David Njoku, I think I'm going to pass on that one if I'm being honest.
All right. I'm back.
Fancy, all not right. Tickled.
What about Leroy? Raiders, Patriots, New England, a 2.5-point favorite. Take your fancy. Dolphins opponent next week, of course.
I'll kick the tires on it. I want to see what all of the hullabaloo is with the Patriots.
My fancy right? is tickled.
They won 4 games last year. We're treating them like they challenged Buffalo for the division.
How about Cardinals, Saints? Arizona's a 6.5-point road favorite. Take your fancy? Okay, fair enough. Wow.
Fancy.
Come on. And the game, hold on. Of the games that you've mentioned, right? Saints, Atlanta, and Arizona, and who do they play? Arizona plays?
Bucks, Falcons, and this was Cardinals, Saints.
Cardinals, Saints, right? Like, really? It's football.
It's on the schedule.
But yeah. All right.
How about at 1 o'clock? How about 1 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
The New York Jets welcome in your favorite Pittsburgh Steelers. And of course, their former quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah. I want to see the bleep show.
Call that a hate watch.
It's a hate watch. But who am I hating on? The Jets or Aaron Rodgers?
Sounds like a can't lose petty win.
It is, because I don't like the Steelers. I don't like the Jets. Somebody got to lose.
Got a divisional matchup in the nation's capital as the Washington Commanders welcome in the New York Football Giants. Washington is a 5.5-point favorite. Kickoff at 1 o'clock. Take it your fancy.
Yeah. I want to see. First of all, I think Jackson Dart will be the starter after week 4 or 5.
My fancy is tickled.
Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah.
How about at 1 o'clock to finish the 1 o'clock slate?
I was getting ready to say, are all the games at one?
Well, it's a full action, no buys.
Okay.
1 o'clock. Carolina Panthers take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Take your fancy.
You're insulting my intelligence with that.
Moving on to the 4 o'clock slate.
Fancy not tickled.
Making his NFL debut, the number one overall pick from the University of Miami. Cam Ward and his Tennessee Titans visit the Mile High City and take on the Denver Broncos, who are 8.5-point favorites at altitude. Leroy, tickle your fancy?
Yes. I want to see what Cam can do.
My fancy is tickled.
One of the things that's terrible about his situation is he's on a really bad team that has a lot to do to become competitive. He helps with that, but I think there are going to be some struggles just because.
Then we have at 4:05, the San Francisco 49ers visiting the Seattle Seahawks. San Francisco's a 1.5-point road favorite. Does that game tickle your fancy?
A little bit, because
my fancy is tickled.
Everybody says, you know, the only reason why San Francisco was out of it was because they were injured. A lot of injuries last year. And Seattle, I mean, even though they were competing, they got rid of their quarterback. So got a new one. They got Sam Darnold.
Yep.
Which is like, wow. Like, you know how you go somewhere and you play the 3-car Monte or whatever, and you get it once and you get it twice, and the guy keeps talking you into doing it, and you say, you know what, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at Sam Darnold.
He was good last year.
He was okay, but does that mean because he was good last year that that's the performance we can expect from here on out through the rest of his career?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the question. That's the question.
In the frozen tundra
of Lambeau Field,
the Green Bay Packers at 425 welcome in the Detroit Lions. Ooh, tickle your fancy?
Yeah. Yep.
My good. Fancy is tickled.
That's a good divisional game right there.
And
there's only one other game that's going to outdo this one.
Man Campbell, speaking of horny, he sounds pretty horny for Lambeau Field. He loves it.
Everybody loves Lambeau Field. And it's not
not like
it's
him.
Not even the best stadium.
I feel like man Campbell's thinking to himself when he's laying on that pillow. He has dirty dreams about football heritage.
Dude, it's a cool place to play when you realize it.
There he goes. The ghost of Lambeau Field took him away.
I was waiting to hear once I realized.
Really? That. I was too. I was waiting to hear. What about Frog Boy? We got three games left.
All right.
The Houston Texans visit the LA Rams. The Rams are 3.5-point favorites. Tickle your fancy?
No, that does not tickle my fancy. I am interested to see if CJ Stroud is back, but I think Leroy's not going to be interested by that game.
What about
I heard CJ Stroud and I said, I'm out. The only thing that matters with them were they were banged up too. Yeah. So just they might have somewhat of a bounce back just by being healthy.
Sunday Night Football, Leroy.
Ooh, yes.
The Buffalo Bills.
Coochie, coochie,
cool. They welcome in the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore, though, they are a road favorite at 1.5.
Yeah, of course. It's regular season.
My fancy is tickled.
Are you?
Home, prime time? Yeah, I would have thought that the Bills – I would have thought that would have been flipped. I thought the Bills would be slight favorites. Yeah. Maybe it flipped. I don't know if the odds flipped on it.
I mean, I would – it's weird. Like, Buffalo is always there. But for some reason, like, they just kind of end up there, whereas Baltimore you treat as a Super Bowl contender, right? And I think that's what a lot of people look at. Oh, if Lamar could just get over that hump, right? That one bad game at the wrong time or that one mistake. Josh Allen, we don't say that about Josh Allen. So I think Baltimore's going to win. But
finally, Monday Night Football, the Minnesota Vikings visit the Chicago Bears. Does that game tickle your fancy?
Two relatively new quarterbacks.
The Bears.
What the Vikings did last year, that's kind of one of those one-offs. Like, I don't know if you can count on that to happen again. Like, they're up there now, so now they're going to compete for that every year. But I'm curious to see, because they really like J.J. McCarthy. J.J., what he's going to do. Caleb, I mean, they say no excuses. But again, like, new coach, new system. Like, what are they going to do to kind of rein him in and get him to make more untimely throws? Yeah, it'll be an interesting game, but that game probably has more questions than any other game simply because you have two of high-regarded quarterbacks that really haven't shown anything yet.
That is Tickle My Fancy, our first one of the NFL season in the books. We will take a break, get you caught up with your headlines, injury updates. We'll hear from Mike McDaniel. And I heard Frog Boy's cooking something up as well as he is back with us here on a Friday.
I need to get my headband.
Take a break. Back after this.
My fancy is tickled.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.